Microsoft Teams is helping a bicycle company reinvent the way that they work.
We make bicycles for everyday riders. Once the pandemic hit, we started doing virtual visits.
All of a sudden, we could open up our showroom to customers around the world.
Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. The baseball regular season is just around the corner. Check out RotoWire for the best MLB player updates like these. The San Francisco Giants signed Aaron Sanchez to a one-year, $4 million deal. The Brewers signed Travis Shaw to a minor league deal on Tuesday that includes an invitation to Major League spring training. The 30-year-old will rejoin the Brewers after spending a year with the Blue Jays, and he'll earn $1.5 million if he cracks the big league roster, plus another potential $1.5 million in incentives. He can opt out of the deal if not on the Major League roster by March 15th. The Brewers also signed Brett Anderson to a one-year, $2.5 million contract. Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant is unlikely to be traded during spring training, but could get moved before the trade deadline. Bryant and the Cubs agreed to terms on a one-year, $19.5 million deal back in January, so his outlook with the Cubs beyond 2021 is certainly unclear. With the organization already dealing Yu Darvish and moving on from John Lester and Jose Quintana, it's certainly possible that Bryant gets traded as part of a full-on rebuild. A's manager Bob Melvin said that Jake Dykeman remains the likeliest choice for the primary closer in 2021, but Melvin noted that he may sometimes utilize the left-hander prior to the ninth inning. Moving into the top NBA player news, Blazers guard CJ McCollum will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. McCollum had a checkup on Tuesday, and the hope of him returning within a month of suffering the injury has been shut down. At best, McCollum might be able to return shortly before the All-Star break. However, we shouldn't be surprised if he needs that time to recover. Kawhi Leonard is listed as questionable for Wednesday's game against Utah. The 29-year-old set out back-to-back sets on Sunday and Monday due to the bruised lower leg injury he's nursing, but he may be able to retake the court against the Jazz today. Leonard's availability will be especially important as the Clippers are already without Paul George. D'Angelo Russell will undergo surgery to remove a loose body from his left knee and be sidelined 4 to 6 weeks. The 24-year-old missed 4 of his past 5 games due to a knee injury, and he'll now be sidelined until at least mid-March after undergoing the procedure. Ricky Rubio is slated to handle the point guard duties for the foreseeable future with Russell out. Wednesday's DraftKings NBA slate tips off at 7 p.m. Eastern and includes 10 games. Here are today's value picks for the slate. Daniel House is worth a look as he could get another start at power forward if P.J. Tucker, who is listed as questionable, sits out again. He scored 30.25 DraftKings points last time out while playing 36 minutes for the shorthanded Rockets. Also consider Michael Carter-Williams. He will get another start at point guard for the injured Cole Anthony. The Magic may also be without James Ennis as he is listed as questionable. Carter Williams has played 27 minutes and 30 minutes in 2 games since returning from an extended injury absence. Finally, DeLon Wright has seen a bump in minutes and usage since Derrick Rose was traded, and now the Pistons will be without Blake Griffin as well. Wright has put up 43 DK points twice in his past 4 months, and $6,000 salary on DK is just too cheap for tonight's matchup against the Bulls. For the complete breakdown, check out the DraftKings NBA Wednesday cheat sheet article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.